gathering sound underwater will always yield interesting results, as the world's Carolyn Beeler can attest. That was some of the sound she gathered while on a scientific expedition by ship to Antarctica. One of the goals of this mission, to study a watery cavern, 3/4 of a mile deep in some places, underneath a vast sheet of ice known as Thwaites Glacier. One Swedish scientist was on a mission to see what this underwater cavity could tell us about the future of sea level rise. Carolyn takes it from here.
There's a brand new $3.5 million robotic submarine hanging by a wire off the back of the Nathaniel B. Palmer. And it's swinging what looks like perilously close to the metal gear hoisting it out of the water. Anna Volund's worst fears about her precious orange Huygens submarine are playing on loop in my head.
The biggest fear, I think, is that the Huygens starts to swing wildly and smashes the steering system of the boat, and we all run aground and everyone dies.
I knew she was mostly kidding when she told me that, but still.
So it was like almost just went under the boat.
Bastian Quest, an oceanographer on the ship, turns away. He can't look. He doesn't even want to tell me what he's thinking.
You're not going to be able to put it on the radio.
We can bleep.
It was a
Turns out it looked more dramatic than it really was. The 25-foot torpedo-shaped sub made it back onto the ship just fine after that first test mission. Now, the University of Gothenburg's Anna Volund is one step closer to sending it underneath Thwaites Glacier.
This was the dream. Thwaites and the West Antarctic ice shelf. We made this case when we applied for the money. We said that it's the only way to explore under floating ice shelves.
Those ice shelves are giant overhangs where glaciers extend off of land and into the sea. Scientists believe warm water is reaching underneath Thwaites here and melting it from below. But no one's ever sent anything down there to study it. So scientists don't know for certain that warm water is even there or how far it might reach under the ice. They don't even know how thick the ice is.
We know more about the moon than this particular part of Earth.
And that is a problem, because the future of coastal cities around the world are skating on this glacier's thinning ice. Thwaites is the size of Florida, and it acts like a cork holding back the ice behind it. So if it collapses, it would trigger 11 feet of sea level rise. But predicting when that would happen without direct measurements from the area is nearly impossible. So Anna is itching to see under the ice.
It's not because I want to save the world or anything. I really wonder, what is going on? Is it really like we can read about in the newspapers that we have an Armageddon approaching and we're all going to die in 20 years? But it's curiosity, not fear or anything else.
Anna's been curious about the sea since she was a little girl going sailing with her family.
I remember we would tie up the boat to an island on the west coast of Sweden. We kids would immediately jump off and start to look down into the water and try to feed the crabs. And if you sit near the beach and suddenly focus your eyes on what's underneath the water surface, that is very, very fascinating. And I never let go of that fascination.
It's still what drives her today. She's worked for 7 years to get her high-tech submarine and bring it down to Antarctica. She shows it to me up close one day in the shipping container where it's stored.
This is Huygens' little woman cave.
The sub's factory name is Huygen, but Anna tries to remember to use the name she gave her.
Her name is Ran. Ran was the Nordic goddess of the sea. It's a little bit of a poke to the gender imbalance that we do have in physical oceanography.
Anna was just the third woman in Sweden to earn a PhD in oceanography.
We thought this should be her.
That we includes Anna's colleague and former PhD student, Alexandra Mazur.
It's definitely her. So we are women in science together with Huygen.
In the shipping container, Huygen or Ron's side panels are off, so I can see her insides.
And in here is all the environment sensors. So we have...
These will measure the water's temperature and salinity as Ron glides along the seafloor in routes Anna mapped out. That will reveal how much warm water is getting to Thwaites and how much it's melting the ice.
And this here is the side scan sonar element.
But before Ron can go under Thwaites, Anna's team spends weeks running test missions in the harsh Antarctic conditions. A combination of weather, timing, and technical issues meant Ron had to skip a key test mission. After that, it didn't look like she'd go under the glacier.
Do you think going underneath the ice shelf with Hugin is at this point unlikely?
Under Thwaites? I think so, yes.
This is a disappointment, but this whole expedition is one long test run. There's another cruise here in 2 years, so Anna will focus now on sending Ron out in front of the glacier. Finally, after a month at sea, we arrive at Thwaites. It's a still, foggy morning, warm enough that Anna's just wearing a sweater outside. And she's giddy, like the rest of the scientists on deck, staring at the glacier for the first time.
We must measure something while we are here.
Yeah, the sonar.
She's standing with marine geophysicist Ali Graham.
A little bit, but I want to throw something over here. What's the temperature?
You can't just enjoy this, you have to science it.
Yes. No, I can enjoy it too.
Yeah, you can imagine the Hugin kind of...
Oh, stop her.
2 days later, Anna finally gets to send Ron out near Thwaites.
Bridge back deck. We're ready to deploy.
She stands on the bridge with Chief Mate Rick Wimkin as he holds the ship steady in the driving snow near the glacier face.
Roger, we're ready for you to deploy.
Crews on the back deck lower the sub into the water. Anna paces along the windows. She eyes a patch of sea ice she wants to avoid.
Louie, start A-framing in, please. Down!
She nervously watches the action 5 decks down on a TV monitor. And it happens. The submarine is finally in the water near Thwaites.
Do you see it? Is it moving? Good. Good girl. Finally.
Ron will dive down now and swim along 2 deep troughs in the seafloor.
The troughs, we think there will be... current here with warm water that runs underneath Thwaites.
And Hugin will be able to measure that, like, right now?
That's right. She's measuring as we speak.
Ron glides along those trenches for the next 13 hours. Anna's pacing starts
Thank
again
you.
The next day when it's time for the sub to come back up.
Yeah, you can help me to look for her.
She's back up on the bridge, scanning the sea with binoculars. A nervous parent waiting for her teenager to come home. She's hunting for a sliver of orange and hoping the sub doesn't just resurface a under a patch of ice.
Dead ahead, is it?
Yeah, got it.
AUV group, Anna, we have visual contact with Hugin.
When it's safely up, Anna turns toward me slowly with her signature mischievous grin.
We actually took a little tour. Underneath Thwaites. We didn't want to tell anyone beforehand, but we have done it now.
Really?
Yes, yes.
It went under?
Yeah.
That's huge, Anna.
Yes. Historical.
Can you describe how you feel right now?
No, I can't. I just wish that everyone gets to feel this feeling once in a lifetime.
Anna rushes down to the back deck where the rest of her team is hosing off Ron and downloading the data she collected. She high-fives Alexandra Mazur, who's thrilled that her mentor has another first to her name.
She was the first woman to send Hugin under the ice shelf.
In fact, any sub under any ice shelf. In a field historically dominated by men, Anna is changing the way we see Antarctic scientists. And she's changing the way we see Antarctica.
It changes the view of the seafloor massively. The visual difference is stunning.
The next day, Ali Graham and Becky Manzoni crowd in front of a computer in the ship's lab. They marvel at Ron's super detailed images of the seafloor. Images that could hold hints about the glacier's future.
It's like I've been blind all my life, and now I've put on glasses, and I can see every individual leaf on the tree, you know? It's beautiful.
Anna would say the same thing about the high-resolution oceanographic data Ron brought back. For the first time, scientists here found and measured the warm water they'd suspected was melting the middle of Thwaites. Once Anna analyzes what Ron brought back from her 2-mile trip under the glacier, she'll be able to estimate how much of that water reached the ice.
No one has ever seen that kind of data before.
and that data will help improve models of sea level rise. Right now, the best estimates show sea levels could increase anywhere between about half a foot to 2.5 feet by 2100. That's a huge range, and that entire gap of uncertainty could be filled just by Thwaites. For Anna, whose curiosity about the ocean has driven her since she was little, eliminating that uncertainty is the ultimate goal.
We have only this one planet that we are living on. I think it's fair to say that we should understand what happens and what goes on and what we can expect in the future.
For The World, Carolyn Beeler.
Check out some amazing sonar images that submarine we just heard about gathered under Thwaites Glacier. They're at theworld.org.